The following program is an independent production. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of Devil Radio, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. You're listening to the Devil Radio 92.7 FM and worldwide at maxincradio.com. My name is Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. It's time for Live in the Devil's Lair. This hour, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Later on, we're going to have a $25 gift certificate that you can win if you answer the Cells by Dark Horse trivia question correctly. 844-967-2789 is the number you'll need. It's also the number you need if you want to ask our next guest a question. Salvatore Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's.
Jimmy, Johnny T-Bird was born with the blues and has been playing guitar since he was 13. In normal times, you can find Johnny T-Bird jamming with his Milwaukee-based blues trio, Johnny T-Bird and the MPs. Johnny drove out here, crossed the frozen tundra from Milwaukee to Mad City, to play for us tonight in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, broadcasting live on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Johnny, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me here.
We are glad you made the journey. And thanks for taking the time to make that journey out here to our studio in Madison. Johnny T-Bird and the MPs are based in Milwaukee. What do you love most about Milwaukee and the blues scene there, Johnny?
What I love most about the Milwaukee is pretty much everything about Milwaukee, but mostly the music scene, because first of all, we have Summerfest, which is the world's largest music festival, and I was pretty much raised at Summerfest, because everywhere you walk, you go to one stage to another in short walking distance, and you hear all this great live music.
Yeah, you do.
And that's what really got me influenced to be a musician, but it took a while for me to find my true calling, which was the blues.
Yeah, well, plenty of that at Summerfest.
Yeah.
Normally you play in a three-piece band, but you're here solo acoustic tonight.
Yes.
Tell us about the guys who aren't here. Cadillac, Craig Carter on bass, and Nikki Beckman on drums. They're your usual guys. Who are these guys?
Yes, they are my usual MPs. Cadillac, Craig Carter, I've known for a little over 10 years, but we didn't start playing together until the year 2012. And back then, I had a different bass player, and it wasn't until a few years later, around 2016, where things didn't work out between him and this bass player who shall remain nameless. And it wasn't
such is music,
until
huh?
then that I decided to have Craig on as my permanent bass player. And Nikki Beckman, I've known her for a few years. Our first meeting was at an open blues jam where we just jammed together, and I was pretty much impressed with her talents and just everything about her on drums. And I originally had a drummer that I've had for 7 years after the original drummer didn't work out, Marcus M.G. Gibbons. He unfortunately passed away on April 1st, 2020. And that was when I started using Nikki Beckman more often.
Well, hey, let's hear some live music. You're going to start off with a song called Come and Gone. Tell us a little about the song before you play.
Sure. This original song, Come and Gone, is off of my second album called True Story. And that's pretty much all there is. It's one of my originals, and you can find it off that album, True Story.
Johnny T-Bird and from the MPs. Let's hear it.
All right, here comes Come and Gone. Hope you like it. Century's quarter has come and gone. A century's quarter has come and gone. I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I've done wrong. Another to forget. My life used to be so predictable, but now I don't know what to expect. Is it that I'm too weak, or am I too lazy? But whatever it is, you know it's driving me crazy, because they've all come and gone. I'm just trying to figure out what it is that I have done wrong. Oh, look out!
Johnny T-Bird live in the Devil's Lair here.
Thank
on
you.
Max Inc. Devil Radio 92.7 FM. That sounded awesome, Johnny.
Thank you.
Johnny, early in your life, you were diagnosed with Asperger's Syndrome. And if you could tell us a little bit, how did this affect you and how did it have a hand in you becoming a musician?
I didn't find out about what I had or what was or is Asperger's Syndrome until I was attending high school, and I finally asked my mother what it is I had, because I knew I had to have had something, because growing up, I knew I was different than all the other kids growing up at school.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until then, when I was in high school, I asked her what I had, and then she told me it was Asperger's Syndrome, and that made me more aware of what it is and the autism spectrum. And to answer your question, as a musician, it didn't affect me that much in a negative way, because those who are autistic or who have Asperger's, they tend to focus on one thing and just make it their passion, if that makes any sense to you.
Like and, blues music?
Yeah, like blues music or whatever. Whatever their passion is, they just go for it.
You kind of use the music as kind of a release or a retreat to go to in a way.
Yes, it releases what I have inside me.
Johnny, you also teach guitar now, but early on you studied with some of Milwaukee's great guitarists. Tell us about your musical upbringing and the people you took lessons from.
Mm-hmm. I've always taken lessons before YouTube and videos that had guitar instructions were around, because that would have been a lot easier for me if I was learning guitar around that time. But when I was learning guitar, which was almost 20 years ago, mm-hmm. there was no YouTube. So I had to go take lessons from people, and I've had a couple different instructors come and go, but the two main important instructors who I've had were Jeff Degenhardt and Greg Koch, both extraordinary guitarists out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Johnny T-Bird is in the Devil's Lair, 844-967-2789. If you want to call and ask Johnny a question, 844-967-2789.
Johnny, the next song is on your latest album, Common Yep. Sense, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But first, tell us about this song, Can't Pick It Up, before you play.
Sure. So, Can't Pick It Up. That was inspired by two stories that I'd like to share with you. One of them being is that the key of the song is in drop D, because back then, before I had the bright idea of writing this song, if I were to do a song in the key of drop D, when I do the low E string to drop D, I always joke around on the mic and say, I just dropped my D and I can't pick it up. And that also has to do with the commercials for the Life Alert buttons, where you hear those old women on the floor saying, I've fallen, I can't pick up, or can't get up.
Right.
Yeah, and I also wanted to make it a song about being heartbroken, and just the birth of the song came about in drop D.
All right, let's hear it. Can't Pick It Up.
You got it. My heart is broken and it's heavy. I'm not as strong as I used to be. It ain't no bluff. I can't pick it up. I've been mistreated once too often. I'm putting another nail to my coffin, 'cause I've had enough. I just can't pick it up. I've been lied to. Always losing the fight. I've been abused. I've been misused. I can't tell wrong from right. Only one thing can cure this mess. If my heart were to be weightless, 'cause it weighs too much. Ain't no bluff. I'm just about hot enough. I can't pick it up. No, I can't pick it up. I can't pick it up. No, I can't pick it up.
Yeah. Double Radio, Johnny T-Bird.
Thank you.
Minus the MPs tonight, but there you go. Johnny, you sounding great tonight. Hey, don't forget, stick around, everybody. Sal's Dark Horse Trip Music Trivia is coming up, where you can win a $25 gift certificate to Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
Thank you.
That's right. And Johnny, you released your fourth album last summer called Common Sense.
Yep.
And tell us about the album and where you can find your music online.
Sure. So, the album Common Sense, the band and I first started recording for that project in December of 2019, and we worked on it for a few months straight before what happened in the middle of March with the pandemic. So
yeah,
that made us take a break or slow down for like 2 months. And then during that downtime, our a beloved band member who was also a co-producer, Marcus M.G. Gibbons, he passed away, and he played drums on 12 of the 13 tracks. And there was one more original song during the lockdown that I was writing and wanted to write and be part of the album. And when we got back into it in May, we recorded that one final song, which was Common Sense. And we also had to finish some overdubs. And then we had to finish with some mixing and mastering. And then it came out in July. And we were just very proud of the end result and how, like, during the summer, how we were able to get back into working and doing live gigs in a safe environment, mostly like outdoor shows, because from June until November, that was when we had our peak in 2020. And we were fortunate enough to have recorded and released a new album, Common Sense. And also we put out our own face mask, which says Johnny T-Bird and the MPs on it. So that's also been good.
I saw you guys wearing one tonight when he came in.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and my girlfriend were both wearing one. And yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. And
yeah, you're here with Melissa.
Yes.
So yeah, make sure you tell people, make sure you tell people where you can find the album online.
Yes. Yes. I was just about to say that. People can purchase the CD on my website, johnnytbird.com, or they can also stream and download the album off of Amazon, iTunes, Spotify. If they decide to do that, if they don't play CDs and do that, they can go there.
The next song you're about to play for us is called No Ship.
No Ship.
Is this like when my kids used to say shiitake mushrooms?
That's the first time I've ever heard that, but no. The idea of that song came about when I was dating this girl who is now my ex-girlfriend. We were hanging out back in the summer of 2019 in Manitowoc, and we were just hanging out on the dock where the lighthouse and the boats are. And I just said, no ship, out loud. And I was also working on what became the song on guitar. And no ship is actually the first words that you would be able to hear pretty soon in the song and a little bit later. That's what you'll, the first thing you'll be hearing soon.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, here comes No Ship. No ship on the ocean, no train on the track, no one horse carriage could bring my baby back. Could bring my baby back. Out searching on the mountains, I'm searching on horseback. I'd even walk 100 miles just to bring my baby back. 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 No sugar in my coffee, flour in the sack. Not even a drop of gasoline in my empty shack. Since my woman done left me in my empty shack, my house ain't even a home until you come back, baby. Please come back. Won't you come back, baby? Please come back. Won't you come back, baby? Please come back. Won't you come back, baby? Please come back.
Awesome music.
Thank you.
Johnny T.
No ship.
No ship. That's right. Be careful when you say that, too.
No freaking ship.
You just got to make sure people can hear the P at the end.
Right.
So they don't think the obvious.
They typically tell you not to pop your P's, but in that instance, is perfectly
Man,
okay.
Man, that guy's got an overpronounced P.
Well, hey. We don't want to get in trouble on the air if they think it's the other word.
No, we've already escaped that disaster tonight.
That's good.
Johnny, tell us one more time where we can find you guys online.
You can find us on our website, johnnytbird.com, and we also have a Facebook page and the album Common Sense. You can buy the CD off of our website, and you can stream or download off of Spotify, Amazon, and iTunes.
And that's a Johnny spelled J-O-N-N-Y. No
Correct.
H in that one.
So no H.
Just when you're going on the interwebs to spell that one. Johnny, you got another song coming here. Mississippi
bet.
County Farm Blues. Is this a song about farming hogs?
No, it's not. This was actually a song originally done by Son House when he used to record for the Paramount label at the Wisconsin Chair Factory in the late 20s and early 30s. And it was around the year 2013 where the band Johnny T-Bird and the MPs, we were first booked to play at the Paramount Blues Festival in Grafton.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We just wanted to pay tribute to the history that that Chair Factory in Grafton was making with these records. And I decided to do something with that. And so I found the Son House song and I just made it my own. And we record our own cover of it, which is off of our True Story CD, which came out in 2016.
Awesome.
And it's a favorite of ours to play live. So if you're ready, I'm going to play Mississippi County Farm Blues.
You go right ahead, Johnny.
Thank you. I wish I was a babe in my mama's arms. I wish I was a baby in my mama's arms. And to be working here on this county farm, I would rather be broken out of dough. I would rather be broken out of dough. Yes, I would rather be broke and out of dough than to be right here on this kiln floor. Some got 6 months, some got a year. Some got 6 months, some got a year. Some got 6 months, some got a year. Time here, oh look out! Let me breathe. me beat. They put me in jail. They would not let me be. They said that I killed Holy Moly. Here we go again. Hey! I wish I was a baby in my mama's arms. I wish I was a baby in my mama's arms. I wish I was a baby in my mama's arms. To be working here on this county farm. Thank you.
Yeah, Johnny T-Bird. Woo! Johnny, thanks for coming all the way from Milwaukee to play for us tonight in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
We know you got more songs, so when you got, you know, the next album's coming out, we got to have you back to play.
Yeah, we'd love to have that happen.
Awesome, man.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Johnny T-Bird.
Have a safe drive back to Milwaukee. And yeah, Johnny, thank you so much. Hey, everybody, stick around. We got Double Dips coming up from Kudasai. And we'll do some Lova Nova, some Mojo Radio. We'll get Patrick on the phone from Salvatore's Tomato Pie and Sal's Dark Horse Trivia, where you can win a $25 gift card to Salvatore's Tomato Pie. That's all on the way next on Max Inc. Radio.
Red? Yeah. Listen to the local music with Max Inc. Saturday, 6 p.m. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.